Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, with reluctance, we come to the end of our studies on selected psalms, and we wish to refer today to Psalm 150, if you wish to turn there in your Bible. This is a short psalm, and it ends the entire Psalter. As we mentioned on our last broadcast, this psalm and Psalm 146, 147, 148, 149, as well as 150, begins with a single word in the Hebrew, and that word is hallelujah. It is translated in the English, praise ye the Lord. But really, in the Hebrew, it was hallelujah. All right, the 150th psalm is a fitting psalm to close out this symphony of psalms, this entire Psalter, musical compositions, and it does such a superb job of closing it out and giving us the very best of God's intentions as they will be realized in the millennial kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord, or you can say hallelujah if you wish. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This psalm of praise and worship will be sung in the millennium, I verily believe, because it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. This psalm is the fulfillment of all the dreams of David. David, when he was told, when Nathan revealed to him that God was going to establish the Davidic covenant with him, and one of his sons was going to reign on the throne of David forever and forever. And that's literal. Just not a long time. That is literal. Now, Christ on the millennium is going to reign 1,000 years before that last attempt of Satan to overthrow Christ. It will fail, but then he will be on the throne of God for all eternity. Now, the psalm of praise and worship will be sung in the millennium, and the divine subject of the psalm is the Lord God himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, is going to be on that throne. Now, there are four reasons here why we should praise God. Praise him for where he is. That is indeed verse 1, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. That's where he is. He is in his sanctuary. He is on his throne. He is not dethroned. They dethroned him here. They crowned him in mock worship with a crown of thorns. But he was not on his throne when he was crowned at this time. No, he was crucified. They didn't understand him. They expected their Messiah to come in pomp and circumstance, and he came as a lowly carpenter, and of all things from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth. They didn't understand him. They didn't properly interpret his wonderful and powerful miracles. They didn't see it. They didn't see it at all. They did not test his wisdom. He shut them up on so many occasions. He made them ashamed. Why didn't they listen? Why didn't they realize this was God? This was Christ. This was their Messiah. But they didn't do it. They crucified him. They would not give him his throne. But in Psalm 150, he's on his throne. Praise God in the sanctuary. That's where he's going to reign. the sanctuary of heaven itself. It will be the New Jerusalem. He's going to reign over the earth with his church. And he's going to be, that is going to come down, that wonderful city. This is, I'm talking about Revelation now, the last chapter of Revelation. The next to the last chapter, that city is coming down. And Christ is going to reign for 1,000 years on this earth. Men did not set aside the program of God. They delayed it. They delayed it as far as they were concerned. But it wasn't a delay, because Christ came first to save us from our sins. And then he comes in the millennial reign to reign without sin in this world. That is not, I shouldn't say that. There will be sin during the millennium, but it will be strictly and quickly judged. All right, praise God for where he is. He is on his throne. Oh, that throne of judgment. That throne of ruling. That throne that is rightfully his. Now, the second reason is praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for what he can do. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Now, nothing is mentioned about what he's done with that power here. It will be in the next urge to praise the Lord, but not here. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for what he can do. He spoke the worlds into existence by the word of his power. He spoke life to 3 people in this world. He spoke life who had died. He rose them from the dead. Picked them up, rose them up from the dead by his power. Now, that was just a token of what he's going to do in a coming day when everybody in this world is going to be raised from the dead. Even the unsaved are going to be raised. They're going to have a resurrection, but not a glorious resurrection. Theirs is to be a resurrection of judgment, because they would not have Christ as their own. But the firmament of his power, what can he do? What has he already done? We get some idea of what he can do by what he's already done. That's the next thought that comes to us here. Praise him for his mighty acts. Here we have praising him for what he's done. What are those mighty acts? Well, the creation of the world. He created the world with the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33. We're not going to turn to it. We don't have time. He created this world by the breath of his mouth. He spoke, and the worlds became. Now he's got a new creation. And you and I, if we know the Lord, if we're born again, born into the family of God, we're a part of that new creation. But when he created this new creation, he didn't speak. He went to a cross and died for our sins. That was the mighty act. He rose from the dead. All the power of Satan and his angels, that flimsy stone-hewn tomb, could not hold him. He showed his power. And he, as indeed, we can indeed praise him for his mighty acts. And the rapture of the church to reign with him in the glory is going to be an exhibition of his power. He's going to call us by his Holy Spirit and raise us from the dead and change our bodies, those that are living, and bring them into his presence so they can reign with him in that millennial reign. Yes, we praise him for his mighty acts, what he's already done. I think probably that's the chief reason that we find him praising him. But the last, I think, is the sweetest of all. Praise him for his mighty acts, which we've read. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him for what he is. It goes without saying. God is greater than anything he's ever done. He is still greater. Praise him for what he is. What is he to you? I'll tell you what he is to me. He's that wonderful Savior that died for me on a cross, so I could go to heaven, so my sins could be put away, so that barrier that would keep me out of heaven. Did he die for you? The Bible says he did. Do you believe it? Do you trust Him? Do you praise Him for His mighty acts? Praise Him for what He can do. And He is still not through with us. He's going to raise us up to reign with Him in that kingdom. Now, in these verses that follow, verses 3, 4, and 5, they seem like redundancy. We'll read them again. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him on the high-sounding cymbals. Now, the variety of the instruments here, I think, suggests the different races, the different voices, the different abilities suggested by the variety of these instruments are going to be praising the Lord in that day. Not Jewish nation only. The Jewish nation has a special place in the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus. But the whole world is going to praise Him. And then it ends, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now the instruments are just the accompaniment. They are not the real praise. They can, and instruments can stir you. They can stir you. A hymn played by an organ, an electric organ, and by a pipe organ, or by any other means, a hymn of the right caliber can stir our hearts to praise and worship. But it takes the voice. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now everybody that enters that millennium is going to be saved. The judgment of the living nations in Matthew 25 develops this, and we won't have time to turn to it. The king is going to sit on his throne in the millennium. He's going to divide the sheep nations from the goat nations. The sheep nations are those who showed favor to his people, and by their acts they demonstrated their faith, and the Lord says, come ye blessed of my Father and to his kingdom. And everybody that goes into that kingdom is going to be saved. Now the unsaved, they're going to be consigned to the lake of fire. But oh, we will be there. Everybody in that millennial reign, there will not be a dissenting voice when Christ is seated on his throne. Now we must remember this. People are going to be born into that kingdom. Earth is going to go on. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to reign for 1,000 years. We feel very soon. But people are going to be born into that kingdom. And they're going to be born with sinful natures. And some of them are going to be judged. But everyone who enters the millennium, listen to what I say, please, is going to be saved. And there's going to be a time when this earth will not have a dissenting voice to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to that time. Are you? I tell you, it is wonderful to think of the greatness of our God, and I feel like, as we close out this series of studies, hallelujah. Our Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for your wonderful victory through Christ, your Son. We long for him to reign. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.